New day,
new you.
Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive
Monday through Friday.
Fucking gratitude. Be mindful.
You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
I see you. I see you. You're sitting there trying to figure out your next move. You're trying to sit there and act like you need somebody. What you need to do is act like you're dating yourself. Impress your ass. You impress you. Don't treat you like you would never leave you. Look at yourself in the mirror and compliment some shit out loud that you've never complimented before. Maybe even buy yourself some crazy extravagant gift. Woo, some extravagant shit. Out of nowhere. Take yourself on a fucking trip to some exotic spot. And guess what? When you get there, you know what happens? You see other motherfuckers who also took themselves there. See what just happened? Now you're amongst people who also took themselves there too, the same goddamn place you went to. Now you all are exotics. Is that even a fucking word, Miles? Is that a word, Miles? Exotics. A type of person who goes and does exotic shit for themselves. You are exotics. Be spontaneous with your fucking self. People will gravitate towards you. That's what this is, though, Miles.
What?
You need to act like you know how to address your fucking feelings and who the fuck you are all the time, Miles. Because nobody know you better than you fucking know yourself.
So take yourself out. Put yourself on a pedestal and impress you.
You know what I tell people to do all the time, Miles? Build a pedestal and carry that bitch around with you everywhere you go. That way, motherfuckers people don't got to put you on that bitch. You got your own fucking pedestal. You climb on your own shit. You carry that bitch everywhere you go. Keep it in your fucking trunk.
Where would you set up this pedestal?
Anywhere, Miles. I'll set that bitch up in the middle of a park. I'm going to fuck. Where is that? Shopping centers? Anytime you feel like you just accomplished something, you fucking pull that pedestal out.
What do you do up there?
Everything, Miles. You stand up there. You look around. You look down. You look up. Feel it. That shit inspires other people. Then everybody starts carrying pedestals around. They people already said, you keep putting yourself on a pedestal. Why not put yourself on a fucking pedestal?
Yeah, but they say it in a negative way. And now you're literally doing it.
Miles, that's the fucking point. You put yourself on that bitch, Miles, before they say it.
Okay, so they'll just say in past tense, that guy put himself on it. He always puts himself. Well, still, I can't get the right tense. You know what I can do is just start the show, though. Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for a new day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if J.B. can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. And here's the quote. To be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest. To live fully is to be aware that in no man's land, to experience each moment as completely new and fresh. That's by Pema Chodron.
To be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest. To live fully is to be always in no man's land, to experience each moment as completely new and fresh.
I actually understood it more when you said it.
You know what? Because I break it down.
Yeah.
You know, I have a certain cadence to my shit. See?
Sometimes my cadence is off.
It's all good though, Miles.
Well, we'll be back after the break. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. The quote we're looking at today is, to be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest. To live fully is to be always in no man's land, to experience each moment as completely new and fresh. This is a complex, layered quote. How are you going to tackle this thing?
Miles, I can't help but start off by reading the first part of this damn profound quote. To be fully alive, fully human, and completely awake is to be continually thrown out of the nest. Now, I know the cost of living is high and wages are low, Miles, but this goes out to the parents with grown-ass kids. I know you love them, but throw their asses out. Get them the fuck out of there. How are these motherfucking birds going to learn how to fly sitting in your nest and eating shit out of your mouth? And as for you grown-ass birds with your fresh, untested wings, I know you look out that damn nest and it looks like a long way down. I know you're afraid of responsibilities. Miles, that's what people are mostly afraid of, is responsibilities. They ain't got nothing to worry about right now. Somebody else has all the responsibilities. Ain't no burden on your ass, a burden. First comes being responsible for yourself. Then for some fucking kids. Maybe a fucking pet. You got bills to pay. Fucking taxes to do. All of a sudden your car needs a goddamn transmission, Miles. $2,200 goddamn. The car's only worth $1,800. I get it. Miles, shit is scary out of that fucking nest. And you know what they do with the nest? Birds do? They hide the nest. So predators don't fucking find the fucking birds, Miles. They hide it. They put it in a spot where predators can't get to it. So they're still protecting your ass in a whole different way.
It's like they living in a gated community.
Miles, that's a good fucking analogy. Fuck yeah. You are living in a gated-ass community, being protected. The other birds flying around for security and shit like that, watching, making noises and shit, when predators are fucking in its vicinity. But I'm telling you one thing. You can't be afraid to spread them damn wings and fly. You fucking birds. Miles, I say to people all the time, you a bird. You a fucking bird. And now, what do you think you're supposed to do with them damn wings? Keep them wings closed the whole goddamn time?
Yeah, gotta fly.
You gotta fly. You gotta at least try to fly. Think about this, man. Think about a person jumping out of an airplane. The most exhilarating moment is the moment they jump. Before the parachute opens. That's the no man's land of it. Like in the quote, you went to no man's land. Flying up there, taking in the sights, experiencing shit very few people ever get a chance to experience. Now, I'm telling you something. Some people jump out of their own, but others jump out attached to somebody else. You'll see that shit, Miles? You want to back up another person.
A tandem jump. It's because you're inexperienced.
Exactly. No. Are you on their back or they're on your back?
They're on your back.
Yeah, they're on your back.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. They're on your fucking back. You know what? They need the other person. Even though that person is on your back, you need that person. Some people realize on the way down, man, they don't need that motherfucker. Some people get it. Miles, some people get that shit immediately as soon as they fucking jump out. They say, I got this. I don't need this motherfucker on my back. I got this.
And what do they do?
They proceed to unstop that bitch from me. The fucking wind is blowing their fucking face backwards and shit. You see a video of a person and their fucking whole face has distorted because of the speed they're falling. And they get distorted. Their whole face is distorted, Miles, because the fucking wind is blowing in their fucking face.
Yeah.
And they turn around and say, I got this.
I don't think that scenario has ever happened. I don't think anyone has ever turned to the person on their back, I got this, and disconnected. Number one, the person on their back has the parachute. So that's already a bad decision.
No. You always have a backup parachute. You always have two, Miles. You got one, he got one, and you got another one, he got another one, Miles.
Where's your other one if he's on your back?
It's there, Miles. It's fucking there. You always have a backup plan in case some bullshit happens. Sometimes that's how life is, Miles. Metaphorically speaking, you have to detach yourself from this shit, Miles.
Yeah.
You got to detach yourself because you feel fucking held back. You feel like you're not expressing your true freedom. You feel like you're being carried around and you're being supported all over again when you know you can support yourself.
Once again, I get the passion of your metaphor, but it's similar to being a passenger in a car that's going 70 and then looking over at the driver and saying, man, I don't need you, and then stepping out of the car.
No. Not like that, Miles. That's a whole different experience.
Okay. So you're talking about experiences that get you ready. But I want you to end this with, I'm going to take the beginning of the quote, to be fully alive is to experience each moment as completely new and fresh. How do you do that? How do you wrap this up?
Here's how I wrap it up. So I want to make sure people get this and understand where we're coming from, Miles, on this one. This is a complicated, complex quote, Miles. This is complex and complicated. It's nice to know where a nest is. You know, a place of comfort where you know you'll always be welcome. But that nest or that couch in the basement can get stale really fast. And all the Febreze in the world won't be able to remove the scent of fear and the stench of wasted potential. That's all I've been saying all this time, Miles. When you talk about that bitch, I don't want to waste your moments. I don't want to waste your fucking time and end up back in the same fucking nest you left out of or that someone threw your ass out of.
Yeah.
So look here. I want you to think about the damn ostrich. The ostrich. That motherfucker got wings and can't take flight. But that bitch can still fly. You hear what I said, Miles?
Yeah.
I said, I want you to think about the ostrich.
Yeah.
He has wings and he can't take flight, but that bitch can fly. Woo!
Wow. Do you have a big audience around you right now? You feel like you're preaching.
Wow, we got to give it to these people sometimes. And Miles, that goddamn ostrich is the perfect bird for this moment. For these fucking people, Miles. Shit.
I won't say he's a perfect bird. He seems like a twist. You know, people would have might have thought you'd had ended with an eagle or a falcon, but you ended with a flightless bird. But I get it, because you don't have to fly to fly.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. But Miles, think about this shit.
Yeah.
You take a motherfucking ostrich from birth and start making that motherfucker fly? He might fuck around and fly.
Probably not.
Ostriches, they don't live in trees. You can't push some motherfuckers out of the nest because they don't live in a goddamn tree.
Generations of evolution might prove your theory wrong, but...
And Miles, you never know. You start pushing that bitch out that nest early enough, you might fuck around and flap them goddamn wings, Miles. Maybe you put a trampoline at the bottom of that fucking tree.
There you go.
A trampoline or some shit, or a net. Keep catching that bitch. You can come back up there and try again.
That's exactly the nonsense I can end on that you can keep talking about. Thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from J.B. Smoove. Oh, I want to give a special thanks to Workman Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar and network for Grateful Living. Your gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. Shit. As always, we hope you had a good time. Maybe we're even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment while you're at it. A great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes. As always, we'll be selecting some to feature on the show. And be on the lookout for our special guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool celebrity friends to come on here and help us break down a quote. It'll be fun, and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
J.B. Smoove. Does this count, Miles? You're the fucking ostrich, right? And the fucking dude that's on your back, he's attached to an ostrich. See? And that way, this ostrich gets the feeling of flying.
Yeah.
Motherfucker never flown in his life. But you buy him one of those gift certificates, and you strap yourself to his back and jump out of a fucking plane. Now, his instincts will tell you that the ostrich will start to flap its wings just because he feels that he's floating and he'll start flapping his wings. Is that considered the same thing?
I don't know, but you definitely want to get payment for that up front, for that whole thing.
You think someone would strap yourself to the back of an ostrich?
No.
A thought.
Take care, everyone.
This has been a Team Coco production.